You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Back we are. Good morning once again. The music of the stars. What a selection of Christmas music we have. By some of the great artists and some of the unknowns. The unknowns, let's see. Tom Hanks. Yeah, Tom Hanks did a Christmas song. Well, not re- Well, yeah, he... Well, here, listen. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, by the way, that's not really a by the way. I mean, I'd like you to know that we're going to be here on New Year's Eve again, all the way till 1 a.m. Well, we'll be here till midnight, and then we trust you'll stick around for the after party. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh yeah, Tom Hanks. Everybody! Feeling hot, hot, hot. That's it. Louder.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord! Ay, que rico!
Al, I don't want to stir up memories of your middle age.
Yeah?
But what was that famous song you sang when you led the charge with Teddy Roosevelt at San Juan Hill?
I wasn't there. But if you think I don't know it, you're crazy. Charge! When you hear the bells go ding-a-ling, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, the chorus all
Hey, what happened to our song? What happened? Hey, Al, where are you? Oh, you say you'd like to hear a vintage?
Come along, get you ready, wear your brand, brand new gown. For there's gonna be a meeting in that good, good old town.
Famous song you sang when you led the charge with Teddy Roosevelt at San Juan Hill.
I wasn't there. But if you think I don't know it, you're crazy. Charge! When you hear the bells go ding-a-ling, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight, my baby. When you hear the bells go ding-a-ling, all join round and sweetly you must sing. And when the verse am through, the chorus all join in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. I want to be there, boy, and spread some joy when they take old Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take old Berlin. They're gonna start a row and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change his heil to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin. Gonna grab a Frau and show her how we paint the town back in Michigan. I'm gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that Heil to give me some skin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You know that you could never keep them happy down on the farm after they take Berlin.
Hey,
in Arizona, I'll follow you. If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew, because my love is endless for you. My heart cries for you, sighs for you, dies for you, and my arms long for you. Please come back to me. Have left my window since you left me.
I'm lonely as a sailboat that's lost at sea.
I'm lonely as a human can be. My heart cries for you, sighs for you, dies for you, and my
Percy Faith wrote that, believe it or not, and Guy Mitchell had a big hit in the 50s. And Carl Sigman wrote the lyrics. This is the pride of Green Bay, Mr. Pete Revelle at the keyboard and Mike.
It's December in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm thinking and dreaming of you. And with Christmas only 3 days away, I hope my Christmas wish will come true. Humming Yuletide carols, trimming the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season in Kenosha, Wisconsin, wishing you were here with me. Hanging up the stockings, waiting for Christmas Eve. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There's a lot of snow, you can't believe. Seagulls flying over Simmons Island, creating a beautiful sight. Folks are gathering at the Boathouse Hall for another party tonight. Children playing on Washington hillside, they're frolicking in the snow. And all the neighborhood Christmas lights are setting the night aglow, while all the busy shoppers, they're out on a spending spree. It's Christmas time Wisconsin, it's my favorite place to be. the church bells chiming across from Library Park. It's the holiday season in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Main Street lanterns light the jar. Friendly taxi drivers greeting travelers who come to town. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with choirs caroling around. People riding on the quaint little trolleys are brimming with Christmas cheer. It seems like Christmas here every day, even though it comes but once a year. In a churchyard in a lowly manger is what Christmas is all about. Bell ringing Santas are everywhere, so that no one will be without. So if you look for Christmas, this is where you will want to be. It's Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It will soon be Christmas Eve. Christmas time in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Won't you spend this lovely Christmas with me?
Pete Revelle. Tune by Joni West. Harry Connick Jr. on the Music of the Star. We'll be here New Year's Eve, 7 till 1 Central. Civic Media Radio Network.
In my eyes are Valentine's and Easter eggs and New Year's wine. But when my heart finds Christmas, my eyes will shine like new. Are kind to me, but fall too far behind to see. But when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too. Let the angels sing Christmas time is here. Let our children's love surround us, laughing and filled with cheer. My heart told me once before to find my dream and search no more. And when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too.
In my heart are Valentine's and Easter eggs and New Year's wine. But when my heart finds Christmas,
Christmas, I hope it finds you too.
Well, by gosh and by cuspid, if it isn't the smiling Pete himself, Don Ives.
Frank Sinatra with Don Ameche.
It's good to see you, Mr. Ameche.
Well, Frank, I'm glad to see what there is of you again.
Say, Frank.
Yeah.
I hear that you're going out to Hollywood this summer and make a big picture for Universal. I want to congratulate you.
Thank you very much, Don. And by the way, I have read somewhere that you're going to make a picture, too. Is that so?
Yeah, that's right, Frank. But you know something? I'm not at all surprised Universal is bringing you out there. You're still a real, real big matinee hero.
Mm-hmm.
You're handsome.
Mm-hmm.
You're virile.
Yeah.
You sing better than Pienza.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, neither would I, but a buck is a buck.
Oh.
Say, and speaking of money, Frank, that's really why I came here. Two of us are going to make a picture. Why don't we produce the picture ourselves? What's the sense in giving all that profit away?
Say, maybe you've got something there. I never thought about it that way.
Why,
you mean you and I produce a picture together?
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a wonderful idea, Frank. We've got everything we need.
Of course we have. We got the best singer in the business. We got the best-looking leading man.
And we have by far the finest actor in the business. Oh, but look, Frank, we can't afford me.
But, I was talking about me.
Look, I got it all over you.
I got a way to solve it, though.
What's that?
We'll make a picture with both stars in it. We'll make a road picture, like Crosby and Hope made.
Wonderful. All wonderful. Right? Now, I know I can do Hope's part, but can you fill Crosby's shoes?
His shoes I can fill, but I'm not sure about his pants. Say, what are we going to do about a leading lady?
Who else? Joan Blondell. She's in town.
Is she in town?
Well, certainly she is, and she looks great.
Here's the Fan magazine.
Here's a picture of her in it. She really looks wonderful. Look.
Well, wow. Oh, she looks great.
She looks wonderful. Now, we got our cast, and I've really got a great story, Frank. Really a great story. It's a typical musical comedy plot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Oh, here, I got a script. I'll read a little bit of it for
How
you.
Here it go.
Here it is. Boy meets girl. Girl meets boy. Boy meets girl's parents. Girl meets boy's parents. Girl's parents marry boy's parents, and they all move in with the boy and girl. And this whole action takes place up in the Northwest, in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Frank, can't you just see that? Igloos, Northwest Mounted Police, dog sleds.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. What are you going to call it, Don?
Two Guys from Miami.
Yeah, that makes a little sense.
Yeah, oh, and Frank, wait until you hear the music in this thing.
Good music,
it's a typical Porter score.
Cole Porter?
No, this Porter works on the B&O.
Oh, is that so?
Look, Frank, will you sing this for me? And put a lot of heart in it, Frank.
This is the ballad, huh?
And really, it's really got it's a very tender thing. And dreams,
well,
you know. Would you mind, please?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I used to sit by my fireplace and dream about you.
That beautiful.
But now that won't do. There's a flaw in my flue. Your lovely face in my fireplace.
Wonderful.
Was all that I saw. But now it won't draw. 'Cause my flue has a flaw. From every beautiful ember, a memory arose, and now I try to remember, but smoke gets in my nose. It's not as sweet by the unit heat to dream about you. So, darling, adieu. There's a flaw in my flue.
Say, yeah. Are you sure that Cole Porter did not write this here song?
No, I told you it was B.O. Porter.
Oh, that's come on. So we go ahead and...
Wait, Jimmy, let's go.
I got to tell you something about this. That was a joke on RCA Victor. They kept saying Sinatra's songs are too hard-edged. So they put that together as a trick, not on the public, but on RCA executives. And they thought, what a beautiful song. It's a joke, of course. Here's Don Ameche, Francis Langford.
Now here are Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. It's Christmas Eve, and the Bickersons have not retired. Mrs. Bickerson is busy wrapping presents in the bedroom, while husband John, exhausted as he is from the pre-holiday activity, puts the finishing touches to the tree, which stands proudly in the kitchen, the only other room in the Bickerson's small apartment. Listen.
John? John, will you bring the scissors, please? John, what is he doing in there? Oh, no. Fall asleep on the ladder. I haven't got the heart to wake him. I better get him off of there. John! John!
No.
Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, geez, I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
I want a transformer for Christmas.
Charities, and what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, get me up here, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
writing out those Christmas cards,
hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included,
no parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, facing the in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Yo ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
But I gotta go to the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even
these people?
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and blow a fuse!
And binding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
You hurt yourself?
No, I'm all right. How'd I fall off that ladder? I must have fainted.
Yes, dear, you were fainting like a log when I came in. Why, John.
What?
You never even touched your dinner. Not a morsel of it.
I don't like the looks of it, Blanche.
Oh, stop that talk. It's perfectly good food. You let it sit there on the kitchen table for hours getting cold. Do you want me to warm it up for you?
No. Just tell me what's on that big plate.
Are you trying to be funny, John?
I'm not trying to be funny, Blanche. What is it?
You know very well I can only cook two things, liver and rice pudding.
Well, which one is that?
You'd be so nasty on Christmas Eve, John.
Blanche, I just asked you a civil question, that's all. I didn't think it was liver because your liver always looks like rubber heels. That stuff looks more like scrambled eggs, so I thought it might be rice pudding.
Why don't you taste it and find out?
I'm not hungry.
That's why you're always tired, John. You don't eat enough.
I eat plenty.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you ought to know. You packed it for me. And listen, Blanche, I'm getting sick of carrying my lunch to the office in paper sacks. Why can't I go to a restaurant like the other
people? John, what are you talking about? I haven't fixed your lunch for 2 years.
Oh, Blanche, every morning of my life I find my lunch wrapped in brown paper on the side of the sink.
Lunch? That's the kitchen scraps.
No wonder I never have an appetite. Why do you do that to me, Blanche?
Go on, eat some dinner and finish trimming the tree.
I don't want any dinner. I want to go to sleep.
Aren't you going to finish the tree?
I can do it in the morning.
But, John, tomorrow morning is Christmas Day. I expect a lot of people to drop in. The butcher's coming and the milkman is
coming. Listen, Blanche, I can't afford to give those guys presents. Why did you invite them over?
I didn't invite them. They're coming here to collect their bills.
Bills? What bills? I gave you money for the bills.
Well, I had to buy presents, didn't I? My sister Clara sent me a package, and I had to get her something in return.
No, you didn't. Nobody asked her to send you anything.
Well, she did just the same. So I bought her a bottle of perfume.
How much was that?
$24.
$24? But nobody can carry that much perfume.
It was only an ounce, silly. It's the latest perfume. Very daring. It's called Perhaps.
Perhaps? For $24, you should get Positively.
Crabby, John. We're not going to fight on Christmas Eve, no matter what happens. Remember, you promised.
Okay.
I'm not even going to get mad because you didn't send me a Christmas card.
I did send you a Christmas card.
It isn't necessary to make excuses or alibis, John. I'm going to forget it entirely.
I don't have to make excuses. I did send you a Christmas card. I mailed it 5 days ago.
John, you promised you wouldn't shout.
Well, then why are you goading me like this? You know, I wouldn't say I sent you a Christmas card unless I had.
I never received it.
Well, then it got lost in the mail.
That's possible.
Thank heaven.
All the other cards came.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. One card can get lost, can it?
If you sent it.
I did send it. I swear I sent it. It had a wonderful poem on it. A beautiful picture was trimmed with lace. Cost me $1.
All right, John.
But do you believe me?
Let's not discuss it anymore.
Okay.
But I hope you don't forget to send one next year.
What's the use? All right, so I didn't send you a card.
That's all? Why didn't you admit it before?
There was nothing to admit. I just said I didn't send it to end the argument, but I really sent it.
What did it say on it?
It said, Merry Christmas to my love.
That could be anybody.
Let me finish. It said, Merry Christmas to my love, my wife, my life, my turtle dove. Life with you is great, it seems. I love you more than pork and beans.
An annual tradition is set to roll through Wisconsin soon. The Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern Holiday Train is back on the tracks this year. The locomotive will once again be putting on live concerts and raising money for community food banks. Over 3 days, they'll stop at 13 different stations in Wisconsin. All events are free, but guests are encouraged to donate food or money. So here's where you can see it. The train will pass through Columbus next Wednesday. That's arriving at 9:15. Next Thursday, the train will make stops at Portage at 1:15 p.m., the Dells at 2:45, Malston at 4:15, and Toma at 5:30. The train will make its way on out of the state after an 8:30 arrival in La Crosse on its journey that crosses the U.S. and parts of Canada.
make things happen on the Polar Express. Choo-choo with a stunning view that rivals all the best, but you won't ever see it advertised. It's a simple fact, we stay on track, though sometimes we digress, but that can only happen on the Polar Express.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
That's the sound of her breathing. Lights are gleaming far across the snow. You're not dreaming. May I present the North Pole? If it's penguins you expect to view, you surely haven't guessed. They all live down at the other end. With a little luck, we'll be on time. There's no need to stress, because that's the way things happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of a singing. Check my manifest.
Tom Hanks with the music of Alan Silvestri, Polar Express. Great picture, great music.
I caught a ride on the Dreamland Express last night. I was sailing on an ocean of blue. And right there by my side, much to my surprise, was you. I said, come over here, baby. Let me look in your eyes. Let me see the very heart of you. And I couldn't believe it to conceive that my dream would come true. 'Cause you said, hey there, sweet daddy, everything is all right. For miles is not a telephone line. There's not a soul to disturb us. Don't be nervous, just come and be mine. You said, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. And now it's 4 in the morning. Honey, I can't sleep. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. I keep tossing and turning, yearning for the sun to shine. I'd like to send you a ticket on the Dreamland Express and take you far away with me. I've got a vision of heaven and you're living there with me. Honey, let me be the end of the rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. Stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love.
John Denver, and Dick Van Dyke, The Music of the Stars.
Oh, how I wish for an old-fashioned Christmas, the kind we used to have so long ago, with snow upon the church spires and those chestnuts roasting on fires and pretty girls just waiting underneath the mistletoe. Oh, how I wish for an old-fashioned Christmas with candy canes and Merry Christmas chimes.
Merry Christmas chimes.
Oh, I could go for an old-fashioned Christmas and lose myself in dreams of simpler times. Looking back, perhaps we were naive, but you know, on every Christmas Eve, there was peace on earth and goodwill to all, while we sang each Christmas carol. Oh, how we need one more old-fashioned Christmas, with Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and the rest. Oh, how I wish for an old-fashioned Christmas. That's the kind of Christmas that I love the best. That's the kind of Christmas that I love the best. Looking back, perhaps we were naive, but I pray that someday we'll achieve lasting peace on earth and goodwill to all. It starts with just one Christmas carol. Oh, how we need one more old-fashioned Christmas with Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and the rest. Oh, how I wish for old-fashioned Christmas. That's the kind of Christmas that I love the best. That's the kind of Christmas that I love the best. That's the kind of Christmas that I love the best.
Dick Van Dyke, America's favorite funny man. Got a birthday coming up. So does Ray Anthony next month. His most famous number was Put on a Happy Face from Bye Bye Birdie. Tony-winning Broadway triumph. Carl Reiner, the comic from Your Show of Shows, worked with Sid Caesar back in the 50s. Great TV series, Saturday nights. Well, Dick Van Dyke was performing on Bye Bye Birdie every night, and he would later star in the film version. Then he got an opportunity that changed his career and his life, and comedy for that matter. Carl Reiner had a pilot for a show called Head of the Family. Was based on his own life as a comedy writer living in New Rochelle, New York. Well, the network liked the premise, if not Carl Reiner as a leading man. So they thought about casting Johnny Carson. Well, Carl and Sheldon Leonard, the executive producer, they said, let's reach out to Dick Van Dyke. And they had seen him in Broadway. Maury Amsterdam said, whatever he does great. The Music of the Stars.
night. And I'd like to read you a Christmas story in the form of a letter to Admiral David L. McDonald, U.S. Navy, Chief of Naval Operations, Washington 25, D.C. Dear Admiral McDonald, 18 people asked me to write this letter. Last year at Christmas time, my wife and three boys and I were in France on our way from Paris to Nice. For 5 wretched days, everything had gone wrong. Our hotels were tourist traps, and our rented car broke down. We were all restless and irritable in that little crowded car. And when we arrived at Nice Christmas Eve, there was no Christmas spirit in our hearts. It was raining and it was cold. We found a drab little restaurant, shoddily decorated for the holiday. Only 5 tables were occupied, and there were 2 German couples, 2 French families, and an American sailor all by himself. Over in the corner, a piano player listlessly played Christmas music. The only person who really seemed happy was the American sailor. While eating, he was writing a letter, and a half smile lighted his face. My wife ordered our meal in French. The waiter brought us the wrong thing. Of course, I scolded my wife for being stupid, and the boys defended her, and I felt even worse. Then at the table with the French family on our left there, the father slapped one of his children. For some minor infraction, the poor boy began to cry. At that moment, an old flower woman came through the front door. She wore a dripping, tattered overcoat and shuffled in on wet, run-down shoes. She went from one table to the other. Flowers, monsieur? Only 1 franc. Nobody bought any. Wearily, she sat down at a table. To the waiter, she said, "A bowl of soup. I haven't sold a flower all afternoon." And then to the piano player, she said hoarsely, "Can you imagine, Joseph? Soup on Christmas Eve." He pointed to his empty tipping plate. Then the young sailor got up to leave. Putting on his coat, he walked over to the flower woman. "Happy Christmas," he said, smiling. He picked out 2 corsages. "How much?" "2 francs, monsieur." Pressing one of the small corsages flat, he put it into the letter he'd just written. Then handed that woman a 20-franc note. "I don't have change, monsieur," she said. I'll get some from the waiter." "No, ma'am," said the sailor. He leaned over and kissed the ancient cheek. "This is my Christmas present to you." Then he came to our table, holding the corsage in front of him. "Sir," he said to me, "may I have permission to present these flowers to your beautiful daughter?" And in one quick motion, he gave my wife the corsage, wished us a Merry Christmas, and departed. Everyone had stopped eating. Everyone had been watching that sailor, and everyone was silent. A few seconds later, Christmas exploded like a bomb. The old flower woman jumped up, waving the 20-franc note, and shouted to the piano player, "Joseph, my Christmas present, and you shall have half so you can have a feast, too." And the piano player began to belt out Good King Wenceslaus, beating the keys with magic hands. My wife waved her corsage in time to the music, and she appeared 20 years younger. She began to sing, and our 3 sons joined her, bellowing with enthusiasm. "Good, good," shouted the Germans, and began singing in German, while the Frenchman beat rhythm with his fork against a bottle. The waiter embraced the flower woman, and waving their arms, they all sang in French. And a few hours earlier, 18 persons had been spending a miserable evening. It ended up being the happiest, the very best Christmas Eve of their lives. This, Admiral McDonald, is what I'm writing to you about. As the top man in the Navy, you should know about the very special gift that the United States Navy gave us. Because your young officer had Christmas spirit in his soul, he released the love and joy that had been smothered within us by anger and disappointment. He gave us Christmas.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.